It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, cotton prices were certainly on the defensive all week, despite the fact that few, if any, bearish fundamentals surfaced. Now, I guess we might have to say the only bearish fundamental, at least that I saw, was just the fact that the U.S. dollar was moving higher, which that means basically if for no other, if there aren't any other cotton reasons than the dollars, but then the cotton's going to move a little lower, and that's what we've seen all week, really. Actually, the new fundamental news that was uncovered during the week was all laced with bullish overtones, with the planting delays across the U.S., the unfavorable rains on open Australian cotton, more news from both China and Brazil that planted area is coming in below earlier forecast, as well as a major hailstorm across major acreage in China, a severe hailstorm. All that has just been pushed aside, in a sense, as the market traded in reverse correlation with the U.S. dollar all week long. Yeah, I still think that December is trying its best to hold on to a 64 to 65 cent bottom. I think we've elevated to that point. July is no more than a cent below that, and I think without question the July contract will move into its expiry with its 9-month trading range still in force, and that's where we are. This trading range is still there. I think it's only the rare prognosticator that will even suggest that the new crop deck is going to face a price in the 60s. But I continue to think there's a base for stronger prices in this new crop. Does remain very early in the crop year to kill this crop in the market. You know, we're really just in the middle of the Northern Hemisphere planting season. I know West Texas would like to be further planted than they are, and I know they'd even like to get in and start planting, but I guess all about the find the positive news in. We just brag about all the subsoil moisture we're getting there, and just hope we can get a crop in. If not, we'll have fabulous subsoil for the next crop. Mother Nature, without question, as you see every day now, holds the key as to where we're going, and we're getting close to the short rows on that. We've got to get some cotton planted before long. The weather-related crop developments are ongoing in the three largest countries, not just here in the United States, but in China and in India. And so the cotton production this year is facing difficulty worldwide, and that's a bit unusual. Someone's usually looking at fabulous conditions, but we're not seeing that this year. On a positive note as well, U.S. exports continue to provide some solid information with in terms of many folks now thinking that USDA's estimate of 10.7 million bales, and I'm one of them, is 300,000 bales low. Net export sales this week were very strong. Export shipments were exceptionally strong, and that's where it is now. The strong news, as I said, was the 370,000 total bales of cotton that was shipped out this week, and where that puts us about 2 to 3% above the average to date for both sales and actual shipments too. So we're running pretty strong there. In conclusion, being a Mississippi boy, the Texas A&M cotton specialist this week, noting that NOAA had just removed all the red spots, that's the drought spots, had removed all the red spots on the drought monitor, commented, and I quote him, "The red is gone, the red is gone." And I would say that was very much in fitting tribute to that departed great Mississippian B.B. King. Thank you all so much for the day, and good luck to you this weekend, and good luck next week. Thank you again.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.